The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? And some more of our trooper talk with Sergeant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol here taking your calls ahead of a busy weekend of 4th of July holiday weekend travel. 800-228-0550 is that toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bottom of this hour, Congressman Colin Peterson will join us. Some big news yesterday from the Department of Agriculture weighing in on some help regarding flood fights in the valley specifically, but also, of course, Congressman Peterson, ranking member on the House Ag Committee. So look forward to getting a chance to catch up with him post-Farm Bill and get his take on the implementation and some of the other issues that are out there, too. So coming up on What's on Your Mind. We started our conversation with Trooper Iverson asking for a list of the three habits that he would love to see us change that would make the biggest difference. And buckling up was number one on the list. And I'm kind of curious if folks out there don't buckle up, why they don't. And maybe that's a good question to ask on the 4th of July, because you often hear about people who say, well, it's about freedom. Right? It says my decision not to. But do you ever... Do you ever get the excuses when you come across a motorist that isn't buckled up? Is it, oh, I forgot, or I meant to, or I just had it buckled, but then I reached for something, or is it I don't like seatbelts? What do they say?
You know what? It's a mixed bag. A lot of people will come up with an excuse that, I forgot, or I'm just making a real quick trip here. But once in a while, you do come across the people that, just refuse to wear it just because they can. And I can't force them to put that seatbelt on. But that is, come on, people. We need to wear our seatbelts. It's proven time and time again that if you get into a crash, it's that seatbelt is what's going to save your life. So, the argument of the seatbelt, they know of somebody who is wearing their seatbelt and then they died because they're wearing their seatbelt. That argument, I wouldn't even have the time of day to entertain that. It's so far and few between that it doesn't even make sense.
I'm guessing that if they saw what you saw and your fellow troopers see and others in law enforcement day in and day out, knowing the difference between an accident scene with a motorist that had seatbelt on versus didn't, they maybe would think a little different, huh?
Yep, absolutely. There, we come across a lot of crashes out there where, horrendous crashes, and they have their seatbelt on, and they're maybe not able to walk away from the crash, but they're still alive to this day. And if they don't have the seatbelt on, chances are you're going to be ejected from that vehicle, and that we know that that's not going to have a good ending to it.
Those seem, that one seems again kind of a no-brainer, and I'd entertain a conversation or anybody that disagrees. But that's what you're asking there is not hard. Buckle up, okay? That's easy. The other two are I think take a little work. When you say concentrate on driving, number two on your wish list today, and third being patient. Let's take number two first. We've got some horrific stories in the news here of late of destruction. I think. If I'm not mistaken, Mandan's had like two where we've got, distracted driving causing significant accidents among people with this horrible one that is really has people just very sad. A Minnesota, South Dakota traveler killing a mom while distracted driving that was in the news lately as well. And, again, you see these headlines and you just think, oh, please. So when you say concentrate on driving, we really have to make a conscious effort to say, I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to shut the phone off. I'm going to put it on silent. I'm going to, this really takes a little bit of willpower on the part of the motorist, doesn't it?
It does. It's something that we need to try harder at. We need to make a conscious decision to maybe shut our phone off when we're driving, hit the power button, drive. This is something that, you know, these are terrible crashes, terrible things, tragedies that have happened. And the thing that makes them such a tragedy and so terrible is not only the injuries and deaths that have been sustained, but the fact that it's preventable. I mean, that makes it so much worse that it just didn't have to be if they would have, you know, taken the extra time to be a little bit more careful on that. But I do agree we need to try harder at this, and it doesn't necessarily come with a habit. There is a learning curve involved. And there's a lot of people that are guilty of this. I think we all are guilty of driving distracted from time to time. And it takes, you know, friendly reminders such as this, being on the radio and just reminding people of the importance of refraining from those distracted driving behaviors.
Yeah, I'd ask our audience, do you think the trooper is asking too much of us here to say, buckle up, concentrate on driving, be patient? Pat, near Lake Sakakawea, listening on 550 K Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind for Trooper Tom. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I got so upset when I heard about in Bismarck anyway, they were going to hire extra enforcement to try to catch the texting and driving. I mean, I think it's a terrible thing. In fact, my stepdaughter, I refuse to ride with her anymore. She's so bad. But I don't understand why it would be very simple to just make the phone, if the phone company, just make it so it disables after a certain speed. And, I mean, I've asked people this, and they're like, well, how many freedoms do you want to take away? I mean, you know, we've survived without these phones driving on the road for many years. I don't see why it would be a problem, you know. And if you have to, just pull over and use the phone. It shouldn't have to be where it's another law and... You know,
the second you set up a speed trigger, though, then you get in some situation where somebody's chasing you, you're fearing for your life, they're waving a gun at you, and you want to call and get help, and you don't want your phone to be disabled right about then. But
yeah, no,
yeah, I mean,
I guess ultimately your premise, it makes sense. It's a good idea, and there is technology out there to deal with this, and I think it's slowly coming into our market and will slowly work its way and become more important, maybe be mandated someday, I don't know, but right now that there are arguments are out there that, well, then it would prohibit the passenger from using their vehicle or from using their phone, possibly some safety issues if they need to call 911 while driving. But like you said, we've survived for how many years without our cell phones? You know, it's not going to hurt us to put them down and drive without them.
I think it should at least be an option for those, you know, that they could somehow disable the phone. You know, it's terrible. I mean, and I've done it back when, you know, the later 90s, I mean, I've made, you know, in a heated conversation, made a left turn, just, you know, subconsciously traffic on your right starts going with a green light. And, you know, so I will attest they are very dangerous, and I wish I just wouldn't even have the option, and anybody else wouldn't. Then we would know that, you know, that's off the table. They don't even work when they're going over, let's say, 25 miles an hour.
Yep, that's a very good point. I think, you know, texting while driving gets a bad name, but we also got to remember that, you know, just plain talking on your phone is very distracting too.
Yeah.
We've all been in cases where, you know, you get into a heated conversation or an in-depth conversation, you're driving from Bismarck to Fargo, and all of a sudden you think, holy cow, have I driven through Jamestown yet? And then you realize, I must have driven through Jamestown. So,
yeah.
Those are kind of scary situations, but like I said, we're all kind of guilty of it from time to time, and it just takes friendly reminders like this once in a while to kind of concentrate a little bit.
Thanks, Pat. Mike and Mandan, you're next for the trooper.
Yes, good morning. Hey, I'd say the way to solve all this, I think, would be just set us up in the fines and all that. Assess more points, you know. Get caught texting and driving, talk them with 3 points. Or you get 5 mile an hour over the speed limit, you know, hit them with 4 or 5 points. You know, that'll wake you up real quick.
You know, there's a lot to be said about that. A lot of people are more concerned about the points on their driver's license than they are the actual fine. In fact, I would venture to guess that the majority of people are more concerned about that. You know, it starts messing with your insurance,
I know, so, I am. I'm very cautious of it, you know.
So, yep, very good, valid point.
Mike, some good suggestions there. Thanks a bunch, Mike and Mandan with a question there as well. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Trooper Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol wish list. It doesn't seem like he's asking too much of us this weekend for the holiday driving. Buckle up, concentrate on driving, and be patient. If you can do those three things, your chances of getting to your destination safer will be much improved. So, and number one is a no-brainer to me, but R.H. in Minot says, I buckle up at highway speeds in town less. 45 years accident-free driving. I guess that assumes that he's the only one who needs to worry about driving, because really it's the other guy we need to worry about when we need to buckle up as much as anything, I'd say, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, absolutely. You never know what someone else is going to do, so we got to be careful for those other drivers, too.
Blow through an intersection or whatever. A couple more calls when we come back for Trooper Tom today on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. We'll tell you about them next.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The checkoff is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
This is Ted from Minot. Just a quick comment regarding this upcoming holiday. You know, the 4th of July is the date, but the celebration is Independence Day. So I had an old guy tell me one time, he said, what do you mean the 4th of July? He said, it's Independence Day. We got to remember that. So just want to encourage everybody to maybe change the way we refer to the day.
Exactly.
Independence Day. Happy Independence Day. Bye-bye.
Hey, Scott, and happy 3rd of July for you there today, by the way. And I wish you a happy 5th of July come Saturday.
Exactly. So as we head into the busy Independence Day weekend travel, thank you very much. We want to know what's on your mind. Craig, where'd Craig go? We lost Craig, must have dropped. Probably needed to concentrate on his driving. That's okay. Let's go to Marcellus.
He's going 70 and his phone cut off. Yeah, there you go.
Out to Dickinson. Is it Marcellus or Marcellus?
Marcellus.
Marcellus, yeah. I just wanted to
chime in on the speeding thing. Out in Minnesota, that's where I'm from, about 6-8 years ago, they passed a law out there that, like, a normal speeding ticket out here is like $45-$50. They tacked on another $100 on top of that right away and took 1 point.
Yeah, there. You know, Minnesota does have some aggressive fines. We're not there right now in North Dakota. You know, a $45 citation in North Dakota, you're going substantially over the speed limit.
Yeah, out there, $45 is $5 over the speed limit. That's $45 right there, bam. it's unbelievable how aggressive they are, and it does slow a lot of people down, except for on the interstate. Down by the cities, they don't care down there.
Yeah,
but up north, where I'm from, it slows everybody down.
Traffic gets awfully thick when you get closer to the cities. Enforcement action down there. Oh boy, I couldn't imagine working down there. It'd be quite difficult.
Appreciate the call.
You bet. Thanks.
Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. A couple minutes left with the Trooper Tom here. If you have a question or comment, the other caller had a question about reporting drunk drivers. What's a good rule of thumb there?
Yep, we get those calls all the time. You dial 911. It'll direct you to the applicable dispatch center, and typically it'll send it to state radio, which is our dispatch for the highway patrol and a lot of other counties out there. And we get those calls all the time, and a lot of them that we are able to find the vehicle, and they are under the influence. So it's important to call them in, you know, whether they're, you know, weaving on the roadway. Some of them are more obvious than others, where they're actually kind of going down into the ditch and back onto the road. Those create a huge, that's a huge hazard, but we encourage people to call those in. That's very important.
When someone does call I assume they call a license plate description of the vehicle, and a trooper locates that vehicle, do you pull it over based on the call, or do you have to observe the similar behavior?
It is possible to pull it over based on the call. If we have a good credible or a good caller that has given their information, name, number, and they're willing to sign a complaint, possibly appear in court, that we can make a stop on that. But typically, more often than not, we follow the vehicle or get behind the vehicle and observe the driving behavior before we make the traffic stop.
And your point is, if you're suspicious of their driving for whatever reason, err on the side of letting law enforcement know about it and dealing with it, huh?
Yes, absolutely. You can call 911, and as I mentioned before, we do arrest a lot of drivers from those call-ins like that. It's important. We need the help of the public too. The public is our greatest partnership in law enforcement, and without them, we would struggle. So,
all right, a couple more calls here. I need some names changes so we can maximize the time here that we have left with Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is Craig, who's back. Craig, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Hi. Thanks for answering part of the question. We were coming back from Valley City yesterday to Bismarck, and just east of Jamestown, a driver who was there was five young people in this car, and they were coming by us really fast. Then they slowed down so that the person in the passenger seat could give us a friendly wave. And then he cut in front of us and went roaring off and was swerving back and forth. It was obvious there was something going on. I mean, it wasn't normal. And so we called it in and, you know, gave a description of the car, license plate number, everything. And then we drove on, and I sped up a couple miles an hour just to kind of keep an eye on them. And they went, and we were going through Jamestown and the 281 exit there, and he went from the passing lane to the exit. Just flew across and went up there, and then they headed north on 281. Well, we were out by Steele, when we got a call from the highway patrol that the officer was in the area and had come from Bismarck. And I didn't understand, when you do that, isn't there a way to notify other authorities so that, you know, like the Jamestown police could have been called? Because this, I mean, they were, there was, like I say, something going on. I'm just curious to listen to what your comment would be. Thanks.
No, nope, very good, and we do appreciate you calling in like that. No, there must have been some sort of misunderstanding with the officer coming from Bismarck that you know, that just doesn't make sense in my head either. But where the event is occurring, the state radio dispatch will dispatch the applicable law enforcement agency in that area that's going to be closest to that. And if we don't have anyone available, they're also able to notify the PD. So there must have been just some sort of misunderstanding, but they would have sent an officer at least out to the scene to try to locate this vehicle. Sometimes it's difficult when, you know, they're going through the city and it's hard. Maybe they don't have an officer available to take the call at the immediate time. So sometimes it's difficult to catch up to those vehicles, but I guess we need to do our best.
All right, quick two calls here before we let the trooper go. Dan in South Dakota, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, sir. This is Dan from Corson County. We're part of a Standing Rock reservation. I'd like to address a question to your host, sir. Is he a North Dakota trooper?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the question here, sir. The United Tribes Power is coming up in September. We're looking, well, anyhow, the fact of the matter is, a lot of us Indians here, we don't buy liability insurance there. So is that going to be a hindrance from us going to United States Palo, where I understand maybe there's going to be a profile going on here by North Dakota state troopers here?
Is that ever an area of enforcement where you're checking for liability insurance? Trooper?
You know what? If you get pulled over, you know, up in the Bismarck area, you're on, you know, North Dakota roadways, yes, that is going to be an issue. You're required to drive with liability insurance on your vehicle. So my suggestion, my advice to you is that you get insurance on the vehicle if you're going to be driving, you know, up here for the powwow. You need to have insurance on the vehicle. If you get pulled over for one reason or another, they're going to ask for liability insurance, and that is a violation. So something that you do need to get taken care of.
All right, and Dan, appreciate that. Wes Fargo, sorry we didn't get to you. We'll have the trooper back. He's here regularly, as we really appreciate the North Dakota Highway Patrol joining us. Buckle up, concentrate on driving, be patient, and arrive safe. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah, so the differences between oil and other commodities, why it's okay to export grain and stuff, but not oil. Well, the difference is that there's a finite supply of oil. If we run low on wheat or corn or anything like that, we can grow more. We can't grow more oil. So it would make more sense to me to keep the oil here instead of exporting it. Because what sense does it make to export oil when we're importing oil? It just makes no sense whatsoever. But I say keep the oil here, lower our own prices, and everybody benefits. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Here is where I think the caller's gone wrong. First of all, legitimate difference of opinion on whether we ought to lift the export ban or not. But his point is lift it, or rather keep it, because we have more production here, then what we'll have is lower gas prices. If I thought that was the case, I might think differently on lifting the ban, but I don't think it is, because it's a world market. In fact, that's one of the reasons it was put in place, was to lower the price, and reduce imports. Well, it hasn't happened. So, as usual, a lot of times these things are designed with a plan, they don't come to be. But anyway, that, referring to a debate we had a little earlier today on that, and certainly need to spend some time on that. We're talking about the price of gas, and that led to a question of whether or not to lift the export ban or not. Anyway, appreciate that call, and always welcome yours. Is Congressman Peterson on the phone, Shane? Congressman Colin Peterson going to join us momentarily to talk a little bit about some news yesterday announced by U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who was in the Red River Valley yesterday at the request of Congressman Colin Peterson, and who, together with Congressman Cramer and Senators Heitkamp and Hoeven and Klobuchar, heard about the connection between a new program that the United States Department of Agriculture has to use conservation to help flooding issues. And we're going to find out a little bit about that. We got any other calls that have we haven't gotten to yet, Todd? Any others that are waiting to weigh in?
Yep. Let's see, right here.
Oh, I was calling and hoping somebody could answer a question for me, I guess. And that is, what benefit is it to us in the United States if we export our oil, but then have to import somebody else's oil to fill our needs? I don't understand why we do that, but maybe somebody else does and can enlighten me. So I appreciate it. Bye.
I appreciate the call. Here's what we're going to do. I promise this. We're going to have a discussion on this in the coming days and have folks maybe on both sides of this issue join us. My quick take answer would be to say it's our oil. Why wouldn't we want to have it on a world market and ultimately get the best price? And by the way, when the, so in other words, the beneficiary of oil coming out of the ground and being sold is as much to the royalty owner And I would argue the biggest winner, the coffers of state government, as an example, in North Dakota, as it is anything. So anyway, we'll have a debate on that. And by the way, then that leads to more production, and that leads to more investment and everything else. So that's why I think it's a good thing. You can't look at it from the standpoint of whether it will affect the price of gas or not because of a world market. That's not the case. I just think it's flexibility, and consider it no different than our ag commodities. We put it out there because we want the best possible price for it. Why would we want to do the same from the standpoint of oil? So anyway, and some arguments against it. Well, it's different because it's in limited supply. I get all that, but that'd be my argument. Anyway, appreciate the call. Let me tell you about High Plains Apache while we wait for Congressman Peterson. And Shane, you need to tell me in my ear when he's joined us, because that's the only way I'll know. High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer. I've talked a lot about their new ET Ag Center. And number one, if you need the spraying, and we've needed a lot of spraying this year, you need High Plains Apache. They have 100-plus years of ag equipment sales and service experience, from planters to spreaders to sprayers. The most difficult parts and service questions will be answered. They got a solution that truly fits your need, and they represent only the top spray brands as well. T-Jet, Hypro, Banjo, Raven, Trimble, and a lot more. They have this new ET Ag Center, where all of your ag application needs are under one roof. That's the nice thing. Whatever, pumps, transfer pumps, the nozzle bodies, the clamps, the stainless steel, the valves, the spray tips, the hand sprayers, they've got it. They are your destination for Apache sprayer sales, application parts, equipment, service, training. They've got it all. And the two locations to serve you, they're in Mandan on Eastside Court. They're in Frontier. Call them at 701-663-2375, online at highplainsapache.com. Pat, near the lake. That's a very High Plains way of describing your description. The lake. We all go to the lake. I'm going to the lake. Is there like only one? No, there's many. Which lake are you calling from, Pat? Which one are you near?
I'm on the west side, off of 200.
So you're talking Sakakawea.
Yes.
The lake. When you say the lake in North Dakota, good chance that's the one you're talking. All right, what's on your mind, Pat?
Well, I've just moved back here after spending like 14 years at Missouri, and in that time, the price of gas has always been 30 cents higher here in North Dakota. And I guess I've got multiple questions, but one that comes to mind is, how does that play into this fund, the highway fund, that's supposed to be broke? And, how does that play into the roads that are as rough as a cob here in North Dakota? I mean, I recall a few months ago they were saying they haven't touched some of these roads in 30 years. Okay, where's the money all that is allocated for these, the road work? I mean, how do they receive that money? That all makes any sense.
I think the biggest problem on that Federal Highway Trust Fund is diverting it to other sources other than what it was originally tended to would be the biggest issue there, Pat. But you raise a couple of good questions we don't have time to dig into in detail now because our next guest is here, but certainly welcome dialogue on that as we continue to explore that topic in the future. Congressman Colin Peterson, Minnesota 7th District Congressman, ranking member on the Ag Committee, fresh off a visit from the Ag Secretary yesterday, joins us now on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Colin?
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
Very good. Which 4th of July parade are you going to hit tomorrow?
Spicer.
Spicer!
Annual deal since I've had Spicer in my district. They probably have, I don't know, they have as many people as Water Carnival in DL. And it's a big parade.
Down there near Wilmer, Minnesota. It's a good spot.
Yeah, so, on Green Lake. It's a beautiful area down there.
It is, yeah. I spent a little time as a youngster on Green Lake, as a matter of fact, at the home of the Linders that were employers of my father for a lot of years. So a lot of good memories down there in Green Lake. And I know you always get around to those 4th of July festivities, so that's great. So let's talk a little bit about the visit of the Ag Secretary yesterday. You were instrumental in getting him here and instrumental in getting the region a chance in on this new program. Tell us about the program. What are you excited about here?
Well, we rearranged the conservation programs in this bill. You know, we had less money, so we got rid of direct payments. We capped the CRP acres and so forth, and so we kind of rearranged the money. you know, because we had less. But part of what we did is we created this regional conservation partnerships, and that's what we're hoping to be able to access to not only do conservation, but in the valley to use it to help us do the retention that we've been working on. We've identified a lot of sites, over hundreds of sites in the valley that can be used to hold water, and in addition to conservation. And what Secretary indicated yesterday is that the valley is going to be a priority area, that we're going to focus as much on retention as we do on conservation. And in addition to that, we're going to be the only area in the country that's going to get direct money with less strings attached, if you will. We're going to get $50 million. And there's another $400 million nationwide that we'll be able to compete for as well, and I think we'll be successful in some of that. So as Maury Lanning said, this is historic. You know, he said, I've been working on this for 40 years, and this is the brightest opportunity that he's ever seen, and I think that's exactly right. So we're looking forward to making this happen.
The Red River Valley is part of this critical watershed because it's part of the Prairie Pothole region, and so explain the benefit ultimately. I mean, very often you have farmers sort of scratching their head, fighting an uphill battle against some of these conservation programs, and this is actually kind of reverses the trend a little bit to help, doesn't it?
Well, these programs are administered by NRCS, and we have a new NRCS state conservationist in Minnesota, Don Balloon, who has been here for 3-4 years, who is a breath of fresh air, and he's grew up on a farm, he understands farming, and he's administering the programs, understanding that the main thing we do is farm. And it's just changed the whole culture over at NRCS. And so they're going to be the ones that we're working with to identify these areas. And, you know, we're going to do things like was done down in the North Ottawa and the Bois de Sioux, where we took an area that had constant flooding problems, and we created, put some dikes around 3 square miles, a half a section of that is kind of permanent wetland, if you will. But the other 2.5 sections are only used when we have a flood event or we need to hold water. The rest of the time, we can farm it. And that's what we're going to be doing with these programs. We're going to be not just setting them aside for ducks or for pheasants or whatever. We're going to be, you know, providing habitat, but at the same time, we're going to be able to farm this land when it's not needed for holding water. So it's a different concept, and we think it's going to really work. You know, and we created in this new farm bill these easement programs that allow us to go in and purchase an easement, what's called working lands easement. And so, you know, what you basically ask the farmer to do is hold water, you know, when there's those few times when you need to hold water in the spring and so forth, less time they can farm it. And the easement payment, you know, more than offsets the times they're not going to be able to farm it. So, you know, it's complicated, but we've been working on this for a while, and I think as people understand it better, I think it's going to be a very successful thing.
Congressman Colin Peterson, the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, represents Minnesota's 7th District with us today on What's on Your Mind. The announcement yesterday is recapped well for us. There's a couple other issues on chat about. The Ag Bill is approved, and we'll chat about that after a short time out here and finish our conversation with Congressman Colin Peterson. Straight ahead, any questions or comments, welcome for him, 800-228-0550. We will continue after this. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Generous, generous Jerry, he's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, he's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles.
Get
your coupons at the door with locations in Williston, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Bemidji, and two Fargo locations.
Generous Jerry, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how National Radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing. Folks, it's here in Stanley, North Dakota, and I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store, just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here, and it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome before the top of the hour, rolling on. Heading into a Independence Day weekend of celebrations. Hope you're safe and sound wherever you're headed, and buckle up and all of that. Congressman Colin Peterson with us. We're talking some ag issues here today on What's on Your Mind. I saw a release from Senator Hovind, who used the opportunity of the visit from the ag secretary to press him to help eliminate the proposed Waters of the United States rule, this crazy EPA idea here to regulate small wetlands and creeks and stock ponds and ditches and pretty much anything beyond a puddle of water. Under the Clean Water Act, any reaction on that from Vilsack or any? I just wanted to get your take on.
I think Vilsack is basically on our side on that, but it's not his jurisdiction. You know, he I know has lobbied the Gina McCarthy as I have. I've talked to her three times about this, and so Hovind and I are on the same side on this. A number of us are. You know this. Effort was generated. They didn't come out of the blue. It was generated because of the court case. And the courts have, in trying to interpret the Clean Water Act, have called into question exactly, you know, they're called into question the way it's been interpreted in the past. And that's why the EPA was trying to clarify this. But I disagree with the way they have gone about this, and I have let them know that. They say that the exemptions for agriculture, which have been there and have been worked out, again, the NRCS, agriculture practices in Minnesota, for example, if anything involves those agriculture practices, the NRCS are the ones that control the permits on wetlands, and the Corps of Engineers and these other agencies follow them. And that's what they said they were going to do with this clean water rule. The problem, when we had a hearing in the Ag Committee last week, of the 150 farming practices that are identified on a sheet of paper by NRCS, only 56 of them were actually listed in this proposed clarification of the rule. And I asked them, why did these other 90-some get left off? I still haven't got an answer on that. So I think this thing is so screwed up, they should just withdraw it and, you know, start over. And there's a bunch of other people who feel that way as well, and we'll see what they end up doing.
We've talked to your partner in crime on the Farm Bill, Congressman Kevin Cramer on the North Dakota side, quite a bit about his concerns over the conservation compliance issues that ended up in the Farm Bill, thanks to the Senate not going along with the House side on that one. And I know you were concerned about it, too. Now we're to implementation time. Any mitigating factors that are helping on the concerns there the producers have over the rules there?
Yeah, well, I was involved in this at the AMP, you know, like I was in most things, but we were able to negotiate this conservation compliance in such a way that I don't think it's going to be a significant problem. And I'm not sure a lot of producers understand the nuances of this, but at the end, what we ended up with was, first of all, anything that happens cannot be retroactive, okay? So the first time this is going to apply is going to be next year, and if there's any situation that happens before your crop insurance year that starts next year, that doesn't have any impact on anything. So nothing retroactive is involved. The other thing is, if you get found in some kind of a violation or disagreement with the USDA, you have 2 years to fix it before anything is done. You know, the other thing we did is we made it clear that the crop insurance people do not have to enforce this. So they have nothing to do with enforcing this, so that it won't screw up signing up for crop insurance. So that's up for the NRCS. So we mitigated some of the concerns that people had. Frankly, on the Minnesota side, this is not a big deal because the state wetland law is much more strict than the federal wetland law. It's a bigger issue in North Dakota and South Dakota because they don't have state wetland laws. And so that's why it's been a bigger issue over there. So, you know, it's one of those things we had to do in order to get this bill done. And, you know, I think the way we were able to mitigate it, I think is something that people can live with.
Only have about a minute left, but being you have a CPA background, I wanted to ask you about a story in the Bismarck Tribune today about a lot of tax code changes that have farmers concerned. I know there's proposed fixes out there, but this rule on how much they can depreciate, requiring farmers to depreciate the cost of repairs that exceed $500 and losing the ability to write off 50% of new purchases, including farm buildings. Do you see a fix coming for these? Are you concerned about them?
Yeah, they're going to fix it. I don't think there's any question that they'll, you know, we have a list of, I don't know, 50-some tax extenders, the 179 depreciation and the bonus depreciation, which is what you were talking about, are a couple of those. And we've already passed, I don't know, six or seven of the extenders in the House. I think they intend to pass these farm-related extenders in the next couple of weeks when we go back. But at the end of the day, I think all of these extenders are going to get done. The problem is, they probably won't get done until December. So it's, and then it'll be retroactive to January 1st, which is not an ideal situation. But given the fact that the House Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance Committee don't appear to be able to work together or talk together I have no doubt that it'll get done, but I don't think it's going to get done until right at the end when they have to, unfortunately.
Massive, evidently, inventory piling up at dealerships because of the uncertainty, as usual. Hey, well, do I buy,
yeah,
do I not,
yeah,
buy?
Yeah, I think, but that, I also think it's much more than that. I don't think it's the uncertainty over depreciation this year that's causing that. It's the fact that farmers are penciling out that they're not going to make any money this year.
Yeah, exactly. So another factor.
It's the
there.
Fact
good
that farmers are penciling
good point.
Out.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate the time. Congressman Colin Peterson, our guest. See you tomorrow, folks. Happy 4th. But summer's slipping away. And if you haven't put Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota on your calendar yet, now's the time to do it. The premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. As it done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher in summertime. You know, most of the premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer season. Well, listen to this. At Chase on the Lake, for all of July and August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night absolutely free. Great getaway. A buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Again, you buy any Sunday night in July or August, you get the Monday night absolutely free. It's Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos lakeside, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, all the watercraft rentals. It goes on and on. As if it were not enough, you can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday in July or August. Come on, folks. Get to ChaseOnTheLake.com right now. Enter promo code Scott to take advantage of this great deal. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6-vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.